Runners streamed in their thousands towards the start lines on Sunday morning. There, some sat quietly, gathering their thoughts. Some prepared themselves physically, others put on a show. Many were thinking about the reason they'd taken this challenge on in the first place, like Jane.
I'm running for a couple of charities. One of them's Bowel Cancer UK, and the reason I'm running for that is because my husband was diagnosed with bowel cancer last Christmas.
This is Jeff. It's the 60-year-old's 20th marathon. He's running for the teenage daughter of a friend who got leukemia when she was 3.
Started off with St John's, was my first. I tend to do cancer charities and British Heart Foundation because I lost both parents to heart problems. But because I've seen this little girl grow up, it's kind of special.
David says it's such personal connections that provide essential motivation.
All those hard miles done when it's raining, when it's miserable, usually it's the spring, it's cold during the winter. In the autumn, it's hot during the summer. It's a lot of sacrifice. So you've got to have a personal connection. And I think most of the people on our team, not all the people on our team, have a personal connection with the charity.
The London Marathon is the world's largest annual one-day fundraising event. More than three-quarters of people run for a good cause, with a third of entries reserved for charity runners. More than $1 billion has been raised since the marathon began in 1981. More than 5.5 million was raised for the featured charity Dementia Revolution in the 2019 marathon. There was no 2020 marathon because of the coronavirus pandemic. Charity workers say the loss of large events and the many small ones vital to their fundraising hit them hard.
We, along with many others, needed to make some really difficult decisions. We could see the reduction in the available income that was going to come as a result of coronavirus, and we needed to make some tough decisions. We needed to be smaller as an organisation.
2021's marathon is in October rather than the usual April, and there are some other changes, but at least it happened.
Well, as you might expect, the marathon is a bit different this year. All the participants have to have a negative COVID test, and they're starting in waves over an hour and a half to stop too many people bunching up together.
Ethiopia's Cisse Lema won the men's race in 2 hours, 4 minutes and 1 second. Jocelyn Jepkosgei from Kenya led the women home in 2 hours, 17 minutes, 43 seconds. Of the rest of those running on Sunday, many couldn't manage half a marathon in such astonishing times. But that is far beside the point. The money they raise and the good they do is the lifeblood of many essential charities. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, London.